What I've always told people is, you know, Mayo Clinic's a really special place where you can change your career many times without changing employers or in changing where you live.
Hear from Mayo Clinic colleagues as they discuss their experiences in this Mayo life. Featured in this podcast, Doug, a 28-year Mayo Clinic employee, and Nora, a summer intern, sit down to share career-related experiences, ideas, and dreams, not only as Mayo Clinic colleagues, but as father and daughter.
Well, actually, Nora, I worked 3 summers in the grounds crew when I was going in college, so it took me a while to even get inside a building to work. But after I graduated, I was able to start in the business office, and I did that for about a year. Then I went back to get my master's degree, and I came back and was now known as the Administrative Fellow Program. And from there, I progressed through some different positions, and again, from operations to eventually into facilities. So, Nora, what exactly are you doing on with your work in the internship? I know there's Wellness Wednesdays, which Walking Wednesdays. As you can see, I'm very engaged in the Walking Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday, we go out and have a wellness stop on 2nd Street, and we have like over 1,000 people signed up in Rochester alone that not all of them obviously participate, but are getting the emails that I'm helping create, as well as the Champions program, which is implemented in a lot of different departments in Mayo, where people step up to make wellness a priority in their workspace for their fellow employees. I'm getting included on a lot of different enterprise-wide opportunities, like I've said, which has kind of given me a lot of variety, which I've enjoyed.
I've been at Mayo 28 years. It's changed a tremendous amount since I started here. Mm-hmm. The growth has been just tremendous. I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing today when I started at Mayo. Yeah. What keeps me around and what I like best about my job is definitely the variety of work that I'm blessed to do. The people I work with at all different levels of the organization is just tremendous. I mean, it truly is the common mission that everyone holds to make Mayo as best as it can is tremendous, and it's unlike many other places I've been at. So. We work as a collaborative group, mm-hmm. So definitely all different voices, different opinions really lead to a better outcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, working with different people, again, from all levels of the organization, getting different perspectives and being open to those is really special. I think many places you may go to, you'll find that, you know, people may not be as open for opinions or feedback or suggestions. And again, at Mayo, I think people really feel that whatever we can do to make ourselves better, make our area that we work in better, is going to give us the outcome that we're looking for.
That's something that I've enjoyed with my internship is the enterprise-wide work I've been able to already be a part of, or just kind of those Skype meetings I've been introduced to by seeing how collaborative everyone is, even with the distance as a barrier.
Mm-hmm. You know, Arizona, Florida, growing campuses. Again, the Mayo mission, the Mayo values carry through down there. What's the best part of your day other than riding to work with your dad?
I think my favorite part of the day is interacting with the people I sit with in the back. They've been very inclusive.
You form these relationships, you know, throughout your career, and again, that's I think what makes it really kind of neat as you work in an organization like Mayo. Where do you expect to be in 5 years? And I really hope you don't say living in my basement.
Well, I don't really know. I guess I've kind of wrestled with that, which is also why I've looked into opportunities here this summer at Mayo, is to kind of just explore all the options that there are. I definitely have thought about going into occupational therapy. I'm kind of on the track through Gustavus to do that. Hopefully we'll be doing some shadowing in that department, but kind of just, I mean, I hope I'm at Mayo, just with all the, you know, I've enjoyed my time so far here, and I love Rochester, so staying close to home is important to me. What do you wish for your kids if they come into Mayo?
Well, no matter what, I want our kids to do the kind of work they want to do. Mm-hmm. I hope they have a passion, but also know that the first thing they start may be not what they're going to be doing down the road.
Yeah.
So I guess just the willingness to try and to kind of look for the, you know, kind of more altruistic views of what you want to do that could be better for the overall good.
Yeah.
But again, too, I want our kids to be happy and continue to be contributing members to society. And to take care of me in retirement, too.
Nora, the second of 9 children, will begin her senior year of college at Gustavus Adolphus University this fall and is not 100% convinced her dad will ever be able to retire. She's encouraged by her dad's experience that where you start isn't necessarily where you'll end up in your lifelong career at Mayo. So where will you be in 5, 10, or 15 years? Share your dreams with your supervisor and colleagues.